We're in a time that we could never have imagined just maybe a few months ago. And it isn't just about the virus, which demands that we relate to things in ways that we never would have related before or didn't think about before. But it's also this Black Lives Matter, the whole thing about race, bigotry, pride, privilege, assumptions, arrogance, that are all relatively unconscious. So as we're being forced to become more aware, and in that awareness, we have decisions then to make about how it is that we personally will evolve, how we will respond and answer the questions that are being put before us so dramatically and confrontationally in ways that we cannot escape. So I'm giving a zikr this time that hopefully will support us in this effort. First, we would start with the La ana illa anta. There is no I, only thou, which is a way of making room in our heart for something other than our little self. Ya Allah, O God, that's the thou, O God. We're naming the thou, God. Al-Kafid, Abari, the one who humbles us in order that we may evolve. La ana illa anta, ya Allah, al-kafid abari. So I would like us to remember to go back to the first couple of weeks meditations where we are present to our breath until it clarifies and becomes fine and light, present to the domain of the heart, the subtle mirror of the heart, lifting the dust from it, opening it up, more space and light. And then we begin the zikr, but remembering to taste and ultimately to drink, to be deeply informed by what is present. Tasting, of course, is being present to what is present in the mirror of the heart. La ana illa anta. Breathe in and be present. Ya Allah. Be present. Taste Allah. Al-Kafid. Al-Bari. Breathe in. And taste humility and awakening or evolving. La Allah. Ilanta, ya Allah, al-kafid, al-bari. La ana, ilanta, ya Allah. Al-Kafid al-Bari. La ana illa anta. Ya Allah. Al-Kafid al-Bari. La ana. Ilanta, ya Allah, al-kafid al-bari. Now you may do this 5 times or 7 times or 11 times and then just be pause. And the word is shar, but drink the divine. Allow that which is present in your the mirror of your subtle heart to deeply penetrate and inform your being. This could be a week-long reflection in areas that you feel most tested. In what ways are you being asked to evolve, to open up? And in what ways are you able to do that? That would be the Mahasamiva of this practice. Amen.